You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Our soon coming King, by the way. I'm just very excited about today being in the land of the living. I greet you, and I hope that you've been praying that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to really saturate you with his love, with his patience, with his kindness, with his mercy, with his grace, and most of all, with his forgiveness. Before we get started, let's go quickly into the throne of grace today. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you, we lift you up, we glorify your name. There's none like you in all the earth. Great and almighty is your name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit today. Thank you for the word that's forever settled in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace today. Thank you for your long suffering, for you are a good God, and your mercy endures forever. We thank you this day for your provisions, because you're Jehovah Jireh, and you're providing continually for us. Thank you for your forgiveness, and thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great sacrifice, hallelujah, that we have eternal life. Hallelujah, that we can get forgiveness. Hallelujah, through your blood, through your mercy, through your grace. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, which is our helper, our teacher, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter that leads and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come, and also brings to our remembrance the things that you've spoken to us. Father, we thank you today, and we praise you. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, as I release your eternal power to go through the airwaves in the name of Jesus Christ, touch those that are in need of healing. Let them know that Isaiah 53 verse 5 declares that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your holy stripes we are healed. Let your healing virtue begin to flow now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. And those that are under all type of spiritual warfare, the Lord Jesus wants you to know that he's already finished it. Amen. That he's given us the authority to shred on serpents, scorpions, and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your manifold blessings, your miracles today, in Jesus' name, amen. I want to run quickly today because I had took myself out to eat on Sunday, and I was sitting there eating, and the Holy Spirit began to talk to me, and it was very interesting. Just out of the blue, he says, many of my daughters are not respecting their husbands. He said, as a matter of fact, they don't even pray for their husbands. He said, and many of them don't even respect me. And I was like, huh? And we begin to have this conversation. So let's go quickly to 1 Peter chapter 3. And I'm going to read at verse 1. It says here at verse 1, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they would without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct, your holy conduct, accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. I want to pause right there and bring your attention to the fact that the Lord said many wives are not of his daughters, do not respect their husbands. And the interesting thing of it is that he's so right about it, because for a while I've been seeing husbands walking with their wives, and their wives have all their upper register out, all their bottoms out. And they're the same ones that go to church every Sunday. They're the same ones that say, oh, I'm a minister. Or they're the same ones that says, oh, yeah, I'm head of this in the church, or I'm head of that. And I look at the husbands, and they look so uncomfortable. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Because back in the days, we were taught, you know, I'll be 61 come this July. And so we were taught that when you are married, you want your husband to feel secure, also in his emotions, secure in his self-esteem, that he should not have to feel every time he come outside of the house that he's in competition with other men observing the private parts of his wife, and it's being shown on display. And what I think has happened is, because the women in the world, the women that are lost, the women that are without Jesus, the women that are trying to find their way, the women that are crafty, the crafty harlots that are out there, the Jezebels and the witches, because they dress so seducing and seductive to seduce and try to win the men over, whether it's for monetary gain, whether it's for they need something done or whatever the case may be, or it could be because they simply want to sabotage a marriage, is that it's so much of it and so much flesh being shown that many women in the body of Christ feel like they got to be in competition with these women. And the Lord said, it's a spirit that you're trying to be in competition with, and you will not win in that area. But what you are doing is you're disrespecting me, said the Lord, and you're disrespecting your husband, said the Lord. And he says, I said, be ye holy even as I am holy. And it is an unholy thing, amen, for the daughters of Zion to be walking around half dressed, half naked, or the leaders within the body of Christ, his chosen vessels, to be up there leading and guiding people, and they're half-dressed. It's very interesting. I've talked about this before, that I was invited to a church, and I went to the church, and it was on Mother's Day, and I said, okay, I gave my word, let me go to the church. We're sitting there, and one of the leaders is a leader in the church. She comes out, and she's the speaker for this Sunday morning. She comes out, and I was in shock. Because you could see on her finger that she's married. But she had on a bodycon dress, an hourglass fitting dress. She was an attractive woman. She did have a nice shape. And then the dress was short, and it still had a split on the side. So now I'm sitting there uncomfortable looking. And the other women with their husbands are uncomfortable looking. Mind you, she's up on a stage and looking down at us. And I'm like, what is going on here? So I listened to it, and I'm like, well, she doesn't have any anointing. Everything was I. I'm like, okay, so now she just don't took the glory from the Holy Spirit. And I'm thinking to myself, when did this start happening? Why is this woman as a leader up here trying to send a message or preach a word to seasoned, holy mothers in the body of Christ and women who are dressed in their nice Mother's Day dresses, you know, their hats, and she gets up there in a bodycon showing everything. And I'm thinking to myself, the Holy Spirit didn't check her? Because I worked for Chrysler, and I'll come to Chrysler in a minute, and my shirt would be half all down. I didn't care. And the Lord said, button that shirt up. And I was like, oh, Lord, I like being said. He said, button that shirt up. And I had to button my shirt up. And I'm thinking, we are in a day and a time now where the women, Not all of God's children, but many of his daughters of Zion, instead of being prayer warriors, they want the attention of men. They want to step outside their marriage. They want to be in it. They want to be, in other words, worshiped. They want to walk out the house and they don't feel like they are appreciated home, and they want all these men looking at them and drooling at them. I don't know if it's to think that their husband is supposed to be, what, secretly jealous? There's a scripture that says, you know, don't provoke your husbands to jealousy. And I think this is a lot that's going on. Us as the women of God need to get back to our self-esteem. We need to get back to prayer and fasting. We need to get back to, listen, he said in 1 Peter 3, he said, your husbands will be won by your holy conduct. your holy conduct. And not only that, I used to tell my son something like this. My 31-year-old son, I used to say, if you want to be an honorable man, don't go sleep with all these women. I said, you're very good looking, you're handsome. I said, but women will use you like a trophy, just like men do. They usually put you up and say, oh, I've been with that person, I've been with him, I've been with him. I said, but if you value your DNA and you value who you are, you would, you know what you would do? You would not sleep with all these women, and you will cause the women in the world to say, I want me a husband like that. You will cause the women to say, hey, I want to be valued like that. It'll cause them to see something different. And that's where the dividing line between darkness and light shows up, is that there is a difference. Like, you cannot walk into church. You know, that's what I like about stew. Stew, you know where your potatoes is, you know where your beef is, you know where your peas, your carrots. But soup, sometimes you look at it, it's just all mushed up the same. You can't even tell the difference. So that's why it's got to be a defining line. He says, listen, just because it's okay if that's what you want to do with your hair braided, mind braided. That's what you want to do if you want to wear your gold. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. He said, that's the outward appearance. But inside is what he deals with. I don't look at the appearance, but I look at the heart of mankind. So inside is what he's dealing with, because you can have your BBLs. You can have all this stuff done to you. You could be caked down and got all this stuff going on and all these attention and all this. But inside of you, the Lord says, you don't respect me. You can't respect me if you can walk out the house and your boobs and everything is hanging out and you're saying, oh, I serve Jesus Christ. And my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, has never checked you. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. He would lead us into the truth of all things. He would have told you that, hey, what you're wearing is not acceptable. And so here we go back to, where does that leave the husband? Well, because you see the husband cut his eye or look over there at the women that don't have clothes on, you decide if that's what he want, I'm going to give him what he want. You can't listen. Two wrongs don't make a right. If you pray for your husband and begin to be a prayer warrior, and begin, the Lord will begin to turn his eyes away from worthless women and men who have not faith and is neither held by it. The Lord will begin to turn his eyes and shift it. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Maybe they're not going to tell you, and I don't know why they would. Many men who have went after these harlots, Jezebels, and crafty women in the street. And by the way, if you're not married, I don't care who you are, and you're in fornication, that, as my grandmother would say, and he's buying you gifts and stuff, that's prostitution. I just wanted to pause and say that right there. But they will never tell you when they leave their family and they go after these crafty harlots, and some of them end up with them and some of them don't. There will be no peace. Because Jesus is Lord. He's not playing about that. And so we have to come back to a place of repentance, women of God. And we have to set the stage and stop trying to teach our children, allowing the devil to trick us by his evil and seductive devices to start a new generation of teaching young women to be and men to be hoes and gigolos. That's not what this is about. We supposed to set the stage. I call the young because they strong, but the old because they're wise. They know the way. We're supposed to be leading the way with holy and chaste conduct, not out here trying to fit in and blend in. And because of that, the husbands are suffering in silence. And because of that, you're wondering what the agitation is. And the Lord said, you stop praying for your husband. Matter of fact, when you do try to pray, you can't get anything through because you have not repented or asked me to forgive you for the things that you have done. And those little darts that you're shooting towards your husband, the Lord said, repent of it in the name of Jesus Christ. My time is up. I pray, amen, if it offend you, oh well, maybe it'll change you. But Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's calling his daughters in Zion into a place of pure holiness. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he said. He said, in your conduct, in the way a quiet spirit, in the way you handle things at home. I'd rather be dressed nice on the outside, but at home, my home is a home of peace. My home is a home of love. My home is a place of truth where we can sit at the table, get truth out, a home that people be glad to come and sit into, that my children and my husband can say, you know what? I ain't telling what's going on in my home. My home is full of peace. I can eat. I can just be myself and not try to be all these other things. May the Lord's word register and the Holy Spirit convict your heart, and may it bring about a change in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm
I'm tired of you and my church.